Hey everybody, I wanted to share a message with you this morning in hopes that it'll help. We are our choices. That's right. That's what we are. And unfortunately, you know, daily choices, weekly choices, monthly choices, career choices, life choices. We're a reflection of our choices. But what pains me more than anything else is when we tend to accept this notion that there are no more choices left. And unfortunately, it takes a piece of me every time I see this. Just days ago at work, you know, we had to deal with a child, you know, somebody who hadn't even reached adult age yet, that, you know, unfortunately, you know, took his own life out of the belief that there are no other choices, no other options. And what pains me about that is, again, this disbelief that there always is a choice. But with choice comes belief, and comes belief comes courage and vulnerability, right? And to own those outcomes. And what happens is vulnerability is not really knowing the outcome sometimes. And out of fear of not knowing the outcome, sometimes we tend not to choose whatsoever. And then we spit vitriol and invective and cynicism and criticism onto other people because of our own fear of choosing for ourselves. And Lord knows I'm no different as far as I've attempted suicide of my own soul, surrender my own spirit at times throughout my life, throughout my career, because I believed in that vitriol being spit at me. So what I'm saying to you is, maybe, just maybe, there's somebody out there hanging on to a life thread, and they want you to show them that there is a choice. And how can you do that is by being vulnerable yourself, sharing in some of the choices you've made, good or bad, right? But that there's always a choice. Now you might be forced to do certain things in life, in careers, in school, whatever the case. You might be forced to do certain things. But as you break down, even in the most structured environment, if you break it down, there's still an element of a choice to be made by you, right? And I'll tell you one thing you're always in control of is your reaction and your reaction to other people's actions. You're in control of your emotions and your intelligence and your reactions. Don't ever let somebody make that choice for you. Be vulnerable. Show people that side of you because it'll encourage them to be vulnerable themselves. And sometimes just that little bit of vulnerability might be that saving grace. And when it comes to making these choices, Lord knows, you know, you might get stung in the process of reaching for the honey. That's life. That's the reality. But that's okay. That's okay. Knowing that you made the choice, knowing that there's a chance you might get stung in the process to understand the pain before you reach the pleasure. That's just the beauty of us being here. So inspire somebody else to do that same thing. Be safe. I'm always here for you. If anybody ever needs, reach out. Have a great day.